You know, the federal Do Not Call registry is almost a dozen years old. Did you remember that? Did you even know it existed? The fact is that complaints about unwanted calls are up. Regulators say telemarketing and robocalling top their list of consumer complaints. NPR's Yuki Noguchi explains why it is hard to put an end to unwanted calls.
David Allred memorizes the numbers of the companies that are annoying him. Apparently, there's a security firm out of Three Rivers, Texas, offering free service if he'll put a sign in his yard.
A company out of Florida comes on the line immediately and says, this is your credit card company. And then they go, oh, there's nothing to be alarmed about. We want to introduce you to this new rate, blah, 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 so forth. And I get, you know, half a dozen calls a day, every single day.
You know, it's funny, I get that same credit card one from Florida.
They get around.
Allred gets these calls on his landline and his cell phone. He thought about getting rid of his landline, but the cell phone reception at his home isn't good. He's complained to the authorities and phone companies to no avail.
They're interrupting my day. They're taking my minutes that I'm paying for on my cell phone. If I want to buy you, I'll seek you out.
Allred is certainly not alone.
At the FTC, we receive more complaints about do not call and robocalls than anything else.
Bikram Bandi is coordinator for the Federal Trade Commission's Do Not Call Registry. He says it's illegal for marketers to use auto-dialing systems, whether a consumer is on the registry or not. But there are plenty of scofflaws out there, and it's very difficult for regulators to stop them. Bandi says the ability to make calls over the internet has made it extremely easy and cheap to place a huge number of calls at once.
A lot of these illegal telemarketing operations are actually generating their calls from overseas, which makes law enforcement more difficult. It makes it harder for us to track it down. It makes it harder for us to stop it.
It's also hard because the it you're trying to stop is a moving target. Aaron Foss is founder of Nomo Robo, a software company that helps users stop some unwanted calls by blocking suspicious incoming numbers that come in over the internet. The system also enables users to report those to the FTC.
Every day, Nomo Robo adds over 400 new numbers to the blacklist.
Scammers can be creative. Foss says a few months ago, companies started trying something new.
You'll see your own phone number and your own name ringing on your own home phone.
That not only triggered the recipient to pick up the phone, it also tied their hands in terms of fighting back.
They can't report that number. You know, nobody's going to report themselves to the FTC.
Tim Marvin directs EndRobocalls.org, a consumers union campaign that started in February and has signed up more than 500,000 supporters.
We're expecting another uptick in robocalls to cell phones.
For one thing, political campaigns are allowed to robocall. Secondly, he says the Budget Act signed into law this month, for example, loosens the law to allow debt collectors to use robocalls to collect on federally backed debt, like student loans.
We really think that phone companies should be stopping this before they get to our phone. We think that they have the ability and technology to stop these, and we're frankly not exactly sure why they won't act to give something customers so clearly want.
CTIA, an association representing the wireless carriers, said in a statement it is working to stop unwanted calling. It also recommends third-party cell phone apps that block calls. First Orion developed such apps for Android phones. Executive Vice President Scott Hambekin says the company is developing technology that could go directly into carriers' land and cell networks.
Basically helping consumers identify who's calling, why they're calling, and then get rid of the unwanted calls.
Do you think that there's going to come a day when there will be no calls like these?
We can only hope.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.